This Week in Michigan Football History, presented by Hillside Terrace Retirement Community of Ann Arbor. Visit them online at hillsideterrace.net. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
For today's home opener, we head back to 2006 as Lloyd Carr's number 10 Wolverines welcome the Chippewas from Central Michigan. In a game interrupted by the first weather delay in modern history, the Wolverines put up over 250 yards on the ground and kept talented Chippewa QB Dan LeFevre in check in the 41-17 rout. Did you know that September 9th is a very special day in Michigan football lore? Indeed, this day marks the date of birth and the date of passing of arguably the greatest player in Wolverine history, Willie Heston. Heston grew up in Galesburg, Illinois, before moving out west and settling in Grants Pass, Oregon. He later enrolled at San Jose State, and the naturally athletic young man thankfully decided to give football a shot. He was very fast, so the coach tried him at halfback, and he immediately shined. Then a beautiful slice of fate happened 2,500 miles away from Ann Arbor that would impact Michigan and college football in general forever. In 1900, none other than Fielding H. Yost, who had coached Stanford at the time, agreed to lead San Jose State in their final game. Yost got one look at Heston and had visions of sugar plums and touchdowns and championships. Naturally, they dominated that final game at San Jose State and presumably wished each other best of luck in their life's endeavors as they said goodbye. Heston went back to Oregon to find a job, while Yost had more football ahead of him and agreed to be the head coach at Michigan in 1901. One day back in Oregon, Heston received a letter. It was Yost asking Willie to take his talents to Ann Arbor. At first, Heston wavered, but after struggling a bit in the job market, fate entered the picture. In a stroke of luck, he scored a cheap one-way ticket to Toledo. He boarded that train back to the Midwest, and thank goodness he did. Soon after, he enrolled in law school at Michigan and suited up for Yost, quickly becoming a dominant force in Western football and beyond. All told, in a brutal era of football before the forward pass, Heston's speed and physicality worked perfectly in hurry-up Yost's system, and together they changed the game. He was the first player to be named All-Western four times, and the first from outside the East to be named a two-time All-American. How fast was Heston? Well, Michigan's own Archie Hahn won the gold medal in the 100 meters in back-to-back Olympics and was the world record holder. Well, when Heston and Hahn raced, Willie could take him for the first 40 meters. According to Yost era historian John Crick, Willie tallied somewhere between 69 and 71 touchdowns, and more importantly, he never lost a game while suiting up for the Maize and Blue, leading U of M teams to a record of 43 wins, no losses, and a single tie. Oh, and there were four national championships. So today, we say happy birthday, Heston, born 139 years ago today. Go Blue, beat the Bearcats. And for more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.